Early hair loss, potential causes and ancient tips for improvement and prevention. Premature hair loss is becoming increasingly prevalent among younger men and women today. While thinning hair is not unusual for men over the age of 30 and women over 50, early hair loss may be an indication of other health conditions. Thinning hair in younger people may also affect their confidence and become a source of stress, which in turn can exacerbate hair loss. Research has shown that hair has a metabolism characteristic. An animal study published in the journal Molecules highlighted that hair contains functional metabolomes, including amino acids and lipids. By analyzing hair segments based on their growth rate, researchers can gain insights into metabolic changes occurring over time. Generally, we lose and regrow some hair daily, shedding up to 100 strands a day is considered normal. Hair loss caused by blood and lung issues. There is a saying in traditional Chinese medicine literature, hair is the surplus of blood. To put it simply, blood is seen to have the ability to nourish body tissues, including the hair. If the body's blood is abundant, hair grows well. Conversely, hair loss can occur. Hair loss can also be caused by illness. According to the ancient Chinese medical classic, individuals afflicted with a sickness that damages the lungs are at an increased risk of hair loss. TCM believes that the five organs, liver, heart, spleen, lungs, and kidneys, each have their own domain. Specifically, the lungs govern the skin and hair, and diseases affecting the lungs can lead to increased hair loss. In conventional medicine, hair loss is believed to be caused by a combination of genetics and hormones. The hormonal factor refers to the balance between male and female hormones. In men, testosterone levels gradually increase starting in their 20s, while in women, estrogen levels gradually decrease after menopause. When there is a significant shift towards male hormones in the body, combined with genetic factors, it can increase the risk of hair loss. Two simple home hair care techniques. Is there a way to nourish and care for your hair? Absolutely. Some fundamental strategies for hair care include promoting blood circulation, managing emotions, improving immunity, and balancing work and rest. Diet therapy can be used to improve immunity, coupled with acupuncture massage to address hair loss. 1. Diet therapy. Tuber fleece flower, black sesame, Eclipti herba, and glossy privet fruit are all Chinese medicinal herbs that can be found in health and Asian food stores. TCM holds that these herbs can help nourish the blood or lungs. They can be ground into powder for use, directly cooked with meat, or boiled into a soup for nourishing the hair and improving hair loss. When it came to diet, ancient people believed in eating at the right time, and they ate natural products without additives. Today, we have access to many out-of-season foods due to technological advancements and ease of transportation and shipping. Eating foods out of season on occasion may not pose an issue, however, frequent consumption of such foods, combined with the intake of various unnatural additives, can lead to unexpected health issues, including hair loss. 2. Acupuncture massage. There is an acupoint below the helix of the ear, known as the scalp acupoint. This acupoint can help with hair loss. Stimulating this acupoint with the fingertips may cause a slight pain sensation. While stimulating the acupoint, gently tap the scalp with your fingers. Tapping the scalp can stimulate the blood vessels on the surface of the scalp and improve blood circulation, thereby nourishing the hair follicles. This, in turn, promotes hair growth and prevents hair loss. 3. Addressing negative emotions. TCM holds that emotional imbalance can directly damage the internal organs of the body, a phenomenon referred to as internal injury caused by the seven emotions. The seven emotions include joy, anger, anxiety, contemplation, grief, fear, and fright. In many cases, these emotions are natural and do not result in pathological outcomes. However, sudden, severe, or chronic events may lead to pathological and physiological consequences. Specifically, excessive emotions can lead to disorders of qi and blood, the fundamental substances in the TCM concept that nourish both organs and hair. This is not hard to understand, as in conventional medicine, that negative emotions such as stress can also be harmful and even induce hair loss. In TCM, hair loss and various emotions can form a vicious cycle. For instance, hair loss can be distressing, and excessive distress can exacerbate hair loss. Therefore, reducing distress can improve hair loss, leading to a positive cycle. Note, it is important to note that treatment methods may vary depending on the individual. Please consult with a healthcare professional for a specific treatment plan.